Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association works hand-in-hand with the Roman Catholic Church. That's the message we're going to take a look at today, ladies and gentlemen. You know, many people are not aware of these things. You know, when you think of the gospel, there's only one gospel, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, my testimony is that the Lord Jesus Christ saved my soul. If you're a Christian, you can say the same thing. Jesus saved you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He revealed Christ to you. And the Lord, what did He do? He pulled me out of that system, showed me clearly. I mean, it's a soul-damning gospel. So it's my obligation as a born-again Bible-believing Christian to speak out when I see such things happening. So, you know, Franklin Graham, he's the current leader of that association, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He's following in his father's footsteps without question. So if you're promoting and working hand-in-hand with the gospel of Rome, then we got a major problem. You know, Franklin, he allows priests to come up on his stage and pray with him and everything else. And so we're going to take a look at what actually happens when they work hand-in-hand with the Church of Rome. Because if you're working with Rome, you're doing the devil's work. There's no question about it. So Rome teaches, you know, you can find it in the videos on this website. They teach about a place called purgatory. I mean, come on, folks. Jesus Christ made it clear that a person's either saved or they're going to be damned. I mean, He rose from the dead and He preached salvation or damnation. In John chapter 3, you can find where the Lord says it's either you believe in Him and you're not condemned, or you don't believe in Him and you are condemned. So it's a very clear dichotomy that you will find within the scriptures. So Jesus preached about heaven, He preached about hell. You never find the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of all things, talking about a place called purgatory. Why is that? Because purgatory does not exist. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a make-believe invention. And yet people, Roman Catholic people, by the hundreds of millions, still will hope that their loved ones who might be in purgatory will have a mass said for them, that they might be able to shorten their time in purgatory, folks. It's something. So, as I said, Franklin follows in his father's footsteps. This is from a newspaper called the Indianapolis Star from Thursday, June 3rd, 1999, regarding his father Billy's ecumenical alliance with the Catholic Church. He said it was one of the smartest things his father ever did. Is that something? Went on to say, in the early years up in Boston, the Catholic Church got behind my father's crusade. That was a first. It took back many Protestants. They didn't know how to handle it. But it set the example. If Billy Graham is willing to work with everybody, then maybe we should too. So, as I said, the Indianapolis Star, June 3rd, 1999. I mean, folks, that is hellacious. I mean, think about that. If Billy Graham is willing to work with everybody, then maybe we should too. We're talking about a false gospel. You know, I got saved, and you know, I started to see things, and this is why I continue to speak out. You know, don't be surprised, you know. They can trace Billy Graham's working with the Roman Catholic Church all the way back to, I think it's like 1950. So this is not something that's been going on just a couple of years. Obviously, Billy Graham's not alive anymore, but this apostasy within that organization has been going on for many, many decades. So unfortunately, folks, as you look at the videos on the site, you can see the Church of Rome is filled with so many false doctrines, it's not even funny. And yet, Christian leaders, they never warn you about these things. So I must tell you, the modern-day church world, folks, is loaded with so many crafty, two-faced people that it is mind-boggling. It's downright scary. So You must remember that apostasy has been prophesied about in the Bible. And, you know, the Graham Organization and countless other ministries are simply fulfilling the scriptures with that apostasy, with their own apostasy. Folks, I encourage you to read those books. And once again, Fox's Book of Martyrs or Martyr's Mirror. You know, I know these are certain books that a lot of people don't even like to think about. You know, even if you take one, read one of the stories once a month or year, once a year even, one person and see how they stood against Rome. They fought against the Church of Rome. We have the scriptures in our hands today because of the faithful men and women of God who opposed Rome. They wanted to get the scriptures into our hands. We have a Bible because of men and women like that. So the false gospel of Rome has not changed, ladies and gentlemen. And it's this wicked leaven has been infiltrating the church, the true Christian church, for a very long time. You probably remember that Evangelicals and Catholics Together agreement document of 1994 that was signed by many so-called Christian leaders. Kind of said, listen to this from a well-documented book by Dr. Kathy Burns. And she's talking in this book about Billy Graham removing the warnings concerning the Roman Catholic system from his Crusade edition of Halley's Bible Handbook. Now, I happen to have the edition. I do have a copy of that edition where it was removed. That whole section in the back, a whole section describing the wickedness of the Roman Catholic system, the wickedness of their popes. I mean, this man really went into great research to put that together. Now, listen to this. This is from her book, page 440. The name of the book, Billy Graham and His Friends, A Hidden Agenda? By Dr. Kathy Burns. She says, the original Halley's, up until the 22nd edition of 1959, warned about the Jesuits. There are chapters about the Roman papacy and the Jesuits. According to Mrs. Haley, Mr. Haley spent years working on those chapters and never would have permitted the book to be changed. However, when he died, Billy Graham bought the rights and removed all the research and warning about the Jesuits in the editions Billy Graham printed. Yipes. So we're dealing with some heavy-duty stuff here. So, you know, previously, folks, you know, Billy Graham once described Roman Catholicism as one of the three greatest dangers or menaces in the world. And now they use Roman Catholic people. You know, if you go to a crusade, you'll find that they'll have Roman Catholics working as counselors right there at the altar. I mean, that's incredible stuff, folks, and, you know, unbelievable. Listen to this. Billy Graham's crusade in Cincinnati, Ohio, June 27th to 30th, 2002, included full participation of the Roman Catholic Church. In preparation for the crusade, five Catholic parishes, listen, Our Lady of Lourdes in Westwood, Our Lady of the Rosary in Green Hills, Our Lady of the Rosary and Guardian Angels in Cincinnati, and Trinity Center in Dayton, presented week-long courses, okay, to prepare Catholic counselors to deal with those who came forward in response to Graham's invitations. According to Curtis Nelblick, Assistant Director Evangelization for the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Dayton, invitations were sent out to 9,000 Catholics to request their participation in this training, and hundreds responded. Priest Charles Bowles told his parish that the Graham mission was a golden opportunity to evangelize Catholics and to help our parish. That's from the Catholic Telegraph, May 10th, 2002. So, some heavy-duty stuff. The Billy Graham Organizational Committee preparing for the November 2004 crusade in Los Angeles, California, promised the Roman Catholic Archdiocese that Catholics will not be proselytized. a letter from Cardinal Roger Mahony dated October 6, 2004, and posted at the Archdiocese website stated, listen, when the crusade was held in other locations, many Catholics responded to Dr. Graham's message and came forward for Christ. Crusade officials expect the same for the Los Angeles area. These officials have assured me that in keeping with Dr. Graham's belief and policy, there will be no proselytizing, and that anyone identifying him or herself as Catholic will be referred to us for reintegration into the life of the Catholic Church. We must be ready to welcome them. Now, folks, this is absolute spiritual insanity. I came out of that system, folks. So here's this man talking about this opportunity. So the Graham would come in, and what they do is they allow their Catholic people to do their thing at their crusades. Keep in mind, this is what, 2004? And the people are going to be reintegrated back into the Catholic Church, and a promise, we will not proselytize. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine? We will not proselytize. You know, folks, that's why, I try to warn people about the Catholic Church, but when you have a man that had such influence, if any man, I mean, you talk about compromise, if any man has led the way with the compromise with the Church of Rome, this is the man right here, Billy Graham and his son, Franklin, that whole organization, folks, that whole organization working hand in hand with the Church of Rome. My, oh my. So that's something you need to know, folks. And it's the work of the devil. It's no question about that. You know, I'm embarrassed to say as a fairly new Christian, I worked as a counselor with my wife, Kathy, at a crusade in Central Park. It's a big Billy Graham crusade at Central Park in the middle of New York City. That was in 1991. And, you know, you have to go into training sessions to train as counselors and so on and so forth. And, you know, we would be handing out leaflets on the street and very evangelistic. And we handed out our own tracts and so on and so forth. And, you know, it was a Baptist pastor came up to us and explained, you know, the deal on Billy Graham. We sort of ignored him. We said, yeah, we heard some things, but we just want to get souls. We want to see people saved. You know what happened? So we're working as counselors, and somebody raised a hand. Kathy went up to the person, and sure enough, it was a Roman Catholic, and that lady would write down her name and so on, and the church she goes to, I forget the name of the church, but it was a Catholic church. Those people are sent back to the Roman Catholic Church. You know, Kathy was so upset. We repented and said, that's enough of this stuff. Lord have mercy! Folks, this is wicked. It's wicked. And it's been going on for decades, and few will speak out. You know, when Billy Graham's name comes up, your people say, what an honor. Oh, I met, what an honor. Well, you know, folks, one day we're going to stand before Almighty God. You know, this leaven's been at work for such a long time. TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network, I went into that. I told you, folks, they were selling stuff. I didn't realize it was so long ago. It was back in 2008. I did a little video and showed all the things they were selling, the rosary beads, the Mary stuff, how to pray the rosary, stuff about Mary, stuff about the Mass, books elevating Pope John Paul II. Insanity. Lord have mercy. You know, Pat Robinson, he's another one that's been working hand in hand with the Church of Rome for decades. You know, Regent University, I think he's still a CEO at that place associated with him, with the CBN people, with Pat Robinson. Every Tuesday to this day, they have Catholic Masses said there in the chapel at Regent University. So it's a mixture, folks. You know, people talk about the Roman Catholic charismatic movement. I came through that charismatic movement. I was in there several years. You know, during the time there, I would attend many what they called them healing masses. There was a Roman Catholic priest that would go around from church to church in different places, Long Island, Queens, you name it. And many times, some of those masses, by the way, they went on for hours because the place was packed with people, hundreds of people. And it would go on, you know, almost 11 o'clock at night, you know, some of those things would still be going on. So, I know the deal on this Roman Catholic charismatic movement, you know, many people are deceived by that, folks. Hear me now. The Roman Catholic charismatic movement is still Roman Catholic. They still attend Mass, okay? The sacrifice of the Mass. The sacrifice of the Mass where they believe that the justice of God is satisfied by that Mass. That is the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. So I know the deal on this charismatic movement, folks, the same type of songs that you sing, but it's still Roman Catholic to the very core, okay? They still, in fact, my prayers to Mary, my praying to Mary intensified as a Roman Catholic charismatic. In fact, I told in another video how I became aware of that apparition of Mary. It's not Mary, it's a demon power, over at Medjugorje. That's deception. Many have been seduced by that, by the millions. That is still going on today. My, oh my, gee, pushing 40 years, I think. So this is what is known as deception. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 24 to 31. Jewish Apostle Paul speaking, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears." My, oh, my. Galatians 5, verses 7 to 9, the same Apostle Paul, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." My, oh, my. So, you know, folks, this organization that I'm talking about, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, working hand in hand with the Roman Catholic Church, obviously they're not alone. Many, many ministries have joined and danced with this church, folks. The red carpet is being laid out for this Pope and the Catholic Church, folks. There's no question about it. It would not surprise me if you see this man making another trip to the United States. I told you about the trip to Mexico, where he was in Chiapas, Mexico, being adored as he rode around in his Pope mobile. Meanwhile, in Mexico, true born-again Christians, many former Roman Catholics, had their goods plundered, their homes taken away, their property confiscated, because they refused to become involved with the Roman Catholic Church. They said, no way. And look, that's what happens. You see, folks, this is stuff. This is like a preparation, folks. I'm telling you, don't be duped. You're hearing it from a former Roman Catholic here. Do not be duped. Do not be seduced by all of this, folks. You see? So this man's going to come along. He's talking about unity. You know, the people would go over there, you know, people like James Robeson, Kenneth Copeland, and, you know, you have the Pope speaking at these Together 2016 meeting, I think it was, you know, and he's talking about, let's finish what God has begun, meaning we're going to get together. Folks, don't go near it. You're hearing it from a former Roman Catholic. It is a counterfeit gospel. It is a false gospel. It is a gospel that will damn your soul. Be blessed.